So, okay, hold on. Give us the name.
Wait, that's a fun thing.
Hey, go over
it. We're making much more sense by talking all the time for the name of the company.
Okay.
Rather than my geographical location.
Yeah, no, you're right, you're right. The name of the...
I kind of see where you're going with it, but I don't see
why. Actually, sorry, not geographical. But say if we needed a broader range. Say if we had 50 pet stores, right? Managing them. Would we have a branch specifically dealing with pet stores, or would we
have the team? Would we have like a pet store team and a fucking hair
salon? No,
team,
like the search field. So think when you're searching for it. Okay, so say we have a client viewer. We could remember the company name, but say if we have like 50 pet stores and we can't remember offhand the exact spelling, it would be good to just have a drop-down navigation where it's like, okay, we break our sites into different categories, so like pet stores, food stores, you know?
It would be very hard to do that.
Because then we'd have to categorize the company, though? But for, what about, is that something, inventory, like to manage our products, right?
I don't see the practical versus the...
Because wouldn't we need that, like, if we were tracking, I don't know.
Why would we be tracking, like, how many pet stores we have, for instance?
We could see which market we have to expand into. You know, if the numbers for pet stores
we
are...
We could see which ones are the highest ones are and are, like, you know,
yeah, but...
Those could just be queries in the database.
But wouldn't it be good to have... Yeah, but have a graphical representation. Like, I couldn't go to an Excel sheet and really see it. Whereas if you had... So the graphs incorporated, we could see, oh, pet stores are at this column one versus, so, could we develop it? So we say, see what I'm saying is like, say for that budget thing, you know how we have numbers? Well, basically, there's also, you've got the charts to interpret those numbers. So say if we, for say on a project, we can put into there's an entry made into an Excel sheet where, we have to meet a certain quota or a certain objective. Here actually. A bit more warm. So there's some sort of objective we have to do on a ticket, right? And totally losing my
train. Then you got to predefine those objectives, those categories, things like that. That's a lot of thinking for...
Development? It would be a development cycle. Right? We just could track the development cycle. No? Because it's a circle or something, right? QA to graphics to sales to graphics to QA, you know? And basically, we just show where the progress has stopped. And now we can just say, okay, hey, Kayla, what's happening? You know? Something graphical like that, I could monitor, like, on my sidebar.
Yeah, what happens when one person types in pet store?
Another one types in. Those be fixed fields. And I'd have to choose one or the other.
Which means they need to be predefined.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean,
do you realize how many different types of companies there are in the world?
The beauty is, for each new customer, we can predefine once what their company is. Any subcategories can be then saved as a drop down option.
No, there would be agents doing that. And at one point, there's going to be hundreds of agents. So you know what I mean? There's going to be people just adding crazy category and stupid shit like that. Like,
but if they could be queried easily, like if people knew, you know, there was valuable data there, to pull out of it, you know, that's good still to use.
It can be done, but you need to tell me exactly which one.
I would say, okay, say...
Do you want to implement category? It can be done. So you got to define every single category.
Basically, yeah, well, that's the thing. The beauty is as we get a new customer, right, we have to decide on a category. This is a pet store. Some will be obvious. Some will be, you know, different. We could do categories by what packages they have, actually, is the easiest way. Who has the SQL? Who has the... Then we could just show that graphically. So we don't even know, we don't care about the content, we just care about the services we're providing.
Exactly.
That's it. We provide graphics, so that's a fixed resource.
That's
so.
Another thing. I mean, there is certain applicable
so,
data for what you're talking about, but I don't know. I don't really see the point in it.
No, but even for the fact that, okay, for services, right?
But we will be able to pull up all the different packages and see how many SQL ones we have.
But that's it. That's it. But if you can put that, make a graph for that representation. So that way I can just see, right? So I don't have to, I don't like, graph is it.
I don't know how to do graphs on the internet, to be honest.
You just have a spreadsheet photo? No, no.
You need an Excel photo. Only if they have Excel.
Oh. Well, though. You have an online Excel version.
Drawing areas, like, really don't know how to do. I think it can be done. The JavaScript can manipulate pictures, move them around and stuff, but as for drawing a shade of this much of a pie graph in red, that's not really JavaScript's task.
Really? No. Could you make it, though?
Might be. Might have research.
That would be awesome, though. Think about it. Companies doing live marketing graphs.
That would be a great service and we could charge a lot of good money.
That would be a hell of an investment. Where's Scudderboy? 8:16. Oh, still doing good for time. Are you working tonight, Dan?
Yep.
Are you getting a ride? Or are you
studying with him? So otherwise, I have to leave. Neil.
Oh, I guess Scott better. As do you. Okay, is Michael still here? What did you say, Steve?
Just
Steve Dewar? Steve Dewar? Say hi. Yeah. All right, Steve's in. Steve, we better bring him up to online.
Is he online?
Yep. He's on chat, though. So anything, we should kind of bring Steve, because we're going to need his assets pretty soon, too, for ramping things up. Because we're going to need to put Dan on. Okay, if we get these sales.
He's doing the bookkeeping, right? He should be going over.
Like, once you go big, that's his managerial. Like, obviously, you get the sales replacement trained up, but then we'll have to pull him out once his replacements are ready, because he can start doing our bookkeeping.
No. Right now, I'm just not here. I've already had a long chat with him.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get some emails for me.
But, yeah, for now, that's what I'm saying. But you're going to have to train her his replacement, or you're going to have to train her. And then once we become managers and then we have people working under us, we need a bookkeeper. We're going to have someone.
Michael is a real bookkeeper in real life. He works for one of the largest prison companies in the world.
He works as an accountant?
Yeah. He gives multiple jobs every single day.
You can definitely send him the, maybe not send him the spreadsheet, but.